Both candidates used the final day of campaigning to crisscross the country in search of last-minute support. Senator Obama rallied voters in Florida, the state that secured the presidency for George W. Bush in 2000.
21 months of a campaign that's taken us from the rocky coasts of Maine to the sunshine of California. We are one day away from changing the United States of America.
Obama also targeted North Carolina and Virginia, states that have reliably voted for Republican presidential candidates in the last several election cycles. Republican John McCain had an even busier schedule on the final day of campaigning, focusing on seven states that could hold the balance of victory on Election Day, including Pennsylvania, Indiana, New Mexico, Nevada, and Florida.
We need your help, and we will win. Volunteer, knock on doors, get your neighbors to the polls. I need your vote. We need to bring real change to Washington, and we have to fight for it.
Despite his confidence, Senator McCain faces an uphill road to the White House. Obama leads McCain by an average of 7 points in national public opinion surveys. In addition, McCain is defending a number of traditional Republican states that he must win in the state-by-state tally of electoral votes that determines who will be the next president. The winning candidate must secure a minimum of 270 electoral votes out of 538 in order to secure the White House. Senator Obama is competitive in several states that President Bush won in the last two elections, including Florida, Ohio, Colorado, Indiana, and Virginia. Senator Obama did get some bad news on the eve of the election when his 86-year-old grandmother, Madeline Dunham, died in Hawaii after a battle with cancer. In a statement, Obama described her as the cornerstone of the family and a woman of extraordinary accomplishment, strength, and humility. Tuesday's election will be historic no matter the outcome. Senator Obama is trying to become the nation's first African-American president. Senator McCain, who's 72, would be the oldest person elected as a first-term president. A Republican victory would also usher in the nation's first woman vice president, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Political experts say McCain's biggest obstacle is a public desire for political change. After 8 years of the Bush administration, American University presidential scholar Alan Lichtman briefed members of the International Press Corps in Washington on the eve of the election.
So I think the main thrust of this election is a rejection of the current direction and a hunger for change.
Experts also say Obama and the Democrats have an edge in enthusiasm, on-the-ground organization, and in money. Stephen Hess is with the Brookings Institution in Washington.
We've never seen anything before like the difference that the two sides, the two major parties, are spending on television, on advertising. Obama is 7-1 ahead.
Whoever wins the presidency on Tuesday also faces the prospect of expanded Democratic majorities in both the Senate and House of Representatives. The new president will be inaugurated outside the U.S. Capitol building in Washington on January 20th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.